You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. This is close to home, okay? If there's no order in our home, okay? Kung walang kaayusan, kung walang sistema, if yung bahay natin, yung relationship natin with our parents, with our siblings, magulo, there won't be order in our society. It will be a mess. That's why it's important to make sure that our relationships in our home are okay. It's good. We're talking about a culture of honor. Okay? Honor. Culture of honor. What is honor? In Hebrew, honor means to make heavy or give due weight. Parang ano, parang example, if you go to the marketplace, right? Di ba ano tawag, may timbangan, di ba? Parang ganun. Ano yung pinakamatimbang? Ano yung mas matimbang? So, giving honor, a culture of honor, is making sure that you put something in high respect or value. Okay, three things. Prizing or valuing something or someone, showing affection to them, or showing respect. Showing respect. This is a watch given to me by my dad 2 weeks ago. It's a Rado watch. Is it special? Is it special? Is it valuable? Yes. I don't know, okay? Meron akong Mickey Mouse na watch. I collect watch, pero hindi yung ano, yung mga mahalin, okay? Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, okay? Mababaw lang ako. Kid shirts pa rin. But for me, this is my most valuable watch. My dad wore this yung kinasalu sila. 43 years ago. Ito yung suot niya. 43 years ago. Rado, I looked it online. Yeah, medyo mga five figures siya, pero hindi siya yung sobrang taas na ganun ka-valuable. But for me, it holds a very special part in me. Yung binigay niya sa akin yung mga relo niya, five or six of them, actually, meron mga mas mataas yung presyo, pero ito talaga yung feel ko yung valuable. It's very valuable because when my dad started a family, yung pinakasalan niya yung nanay ko, that started our clan where we are right now. And every time I wear this, some would say, oh, ang ganda. But no one can ever replace that value that's in me because my dad gave this to me. Bigyan mo ako ng Rolex ngayon. Don't do it, okay? Hindi kami tatanggap. Bigyan mo ako ng Rolex ngayon. Mag-iisip ako kung tatanggapin ko. Sabihin mo, trade dito. I'm not sure. I'm even talking to my children already. One of my children in the back, my tech. Sabi ko sa kanya, he doesn't even wear watch. Pero sabi ko, but once you guys get married, I'm sure I'm gonna pass this down to you. Because of that value. There's honor there. My prayer is that we would create that honor. To honor our parents means to regard them with great respect. Pag-respeto, to hold esteem to them. Pagpapahalaga, and to show them courtesy. Paggalang. Lahat ho yun, kasama ng honor. Respect, courtesy, high esteem. Is it hard? The world say it might be hard. But then what we holding up to here is a biblical standard. It's God's biblical standard. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Why do we need to honor our parents? Okay, these two things I'm going to be preaching on. Why do we need to honor our parents? So I'm talking all to all the children. Okay, alam ko lahat naman tayo dito may magulang. I love how Pastor Alan politically put it there. Politically right. Kasi yung mundo ngayon ang gulo. Merong hiwalay sa magulang, hiwalay mag-asawa. Do you lose your identity that you have a parent because he or she is not in your hall, in your house? No! You still have a parent. Okay, so the first thing is, why do we need to honor our parents? Next is, how can we make it easy for our children to honor us? So, dalawang tatamaan natin dito. To those who are children, and to those parents, how to treat your children so that it's easy for them to honor us. Honor is a heart issue. You don't need to memorize anything to be honorable. You don't need to memorize anything to give honor to somebody. Okay? Do you know that it is actually quite possible to obey but not honor? Dalawa ito, ha, pinag-usapan natin dito, obedience and honor. Most of us, growing up, ganito yung aking perspective. My perspective is that every time I obey, it is honoring to my parents. But it's not. It's not. Okay? This happened recently. My kids go to Kumon. You know Kumon, right? Yung math. My two boys, they go to Kumon. And just recently, because of our U.S. trip, medyo lagging behind na sila sa Kumon. Then, one of my sons, hindi ko na papangalanan, tago na lang natin sa pangalang Monty, came up to me. Siya yung medyo abogado yung dating eh. Feel ko, nakuha niya sa akin. Okay? Yung umapil talaga, pumasok sa kwarto, pagpasok niya, "Dad, we're not going to Kumon anymore." And I said, "Why? Last summer, it's okay, you don't go to Kumon. But now, we're back here, you go back to Kumon." "No. Do you know that Aya, although he's doing all his work, he's more diligent than I am. Do you know that he is really mad and angry about Kumon?" And that's true. Jello is not naglalag behind, pero medyo up to date siya when it comes to Kumon. Whenever we ask him to do his Kumon, even on our trip, okay, in our trip, can you imagine? May 1 hour, 1 hour and a half sila, tatabi sila. Maski ano gagawin nila, tatabi sila 1 hour and a half. Gagawin nila yung Kumon nila. And I was very happy because I thought he was actually obeying me. He was obeying me, but he wasn't honoring me. Kasi he was doing it grudgingly. May grudge na pala sa heart nila. May grudge na sa heart nila. I may be sitting, remember this quote from a small girl. Do you have small girls? Yung mga iba, diba, na, do they love to sit on high chairs? High chairs? Sometimes ang hirap, di ba? One time, one of the girls, sinabi, "Oh, okay, sit down." No. I don't want to sit down. "But you're eating." "But I'm not." And then nilabas yung rod. Ano ginawa ng bata? Umupo. But then she said, "I may be sitting on the outside, but I'm standing on the inside." Ganito yung effect ng obeying and honoring. Okay? Iba yung obeying and you're honoring. I remember when I was a child, I go to a tutoring place near our school, and they would always catch me roaming around, okay? So hindi ko alam kung hindi lang talaga ako diagnosed na ADHD, no? Hindi ako makaupo. Nabobore ako, inaantok ako, so ikot lang ako na ikot ng place. One time, sinumbong ako ng tutor ko sa mami ko. Dumating mami ko, may dalang lampin. Do you know lampin? Parang towel na malambot, tinali yung dalawang kamay ko. Para akong preso, nakaupo ko sa upuan, nakaganon ako. Tapos sinumigaw pa yung tutor. "Okay, now, my manuscript class. Oh, start writing. How can I write?" Di ba? Tinali niyo yung kamay ko. It's a heart issue. Honoring. I'm gonna go a step further. I don't wanna step on anybody's foot. But this is, I told Alan kanina, this preaching is kind of hard. Because I'm both a son and a parent. Di ba? So yung paggawa mo yung preaching, left-right yung tama sa'yo, di ba? "Lord, tama na Lord. Si Alan nalang sana mag-preach." Di ba? It's a heart issue. I have a question. In honoring God, do we do it cheerfully? Do we do it grudgingly? How do we do it? It's all about our heart. It's all about what's inside our heart. That's why we need to ask for God's grace. That's why we need to read the Bible every day and preach to ourselves. Why? Because we have to be consecrated every day. Our hearts have to be contrite. We have to mash our hearts out with the old heart. Comes with the new. The Bible says, okay, children, I'm talking to you right now. Children. Bible says, children, obey your parents. So, ano ibig sabihin yun? Yung context nun, you have to obey if you are still a child. Okay, technically, sa amin, sa pamilya namin, pinag-usapan namin to. Once you live under our roof, once we pay for your bills, You are technically under our authority. May ganun eh, no? You understand? Okay? Pag hanggang sapatos mo, hanggang underwear mo, kami nagbabayad. Hanggang shampoo mo, kami nagbabayad. Hanggang kuryente mo, you obey our rules. Everybody knows your parents pay for everything you have. Okay? I remember a young person, this is a fact of life, an 18-year-old boy went up to his parents and said, I don't like your rules. I've had enough. I'm already graduated. I'm gone. I'm out of here. Sabi ni dad, okay, go ahead. Okay, nag-impake. Wait. That's my bag. Kumuha nila siya, supot. Supot na lang. Kumuha ng damit. Halfway, sabi ng dad, I paid for those clothes. Nagalit. Binaba na lang yung supot. Sabi niya, sige. Kinuha yung phone. Wait. I'm paying for your phone. Actually, hindi pa bayad. Lumabas. Stormed out. Got the keys. Wait. I paid for that car. Guess what happened? He never left. Never left. Parents, it is also possible not to obey you, but your children are honoring you. Parents, it's possible. I took that leap of faith when I moved out of the house and become my own man. It was hard. It was very hard. That every time there's a call from my mom or my dad, and then it would be conflict to my schedule with my wife, now with my children, I have to make a call. Parents, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to myself. I'm preaching to myself now. Let us not hold that honor thing too far. Because we want for our children to show us respect. And not just mere obedience, but a heart that is not near ours. You understand? Honor. So first, why do we need to honor our parents? First is God requires that we honor our parents. God requires. It is a requirement. Okay? My pag sinabing requirement, remember, Ten Commandments, who wrote it? It was God. God spoke. After He spoke, He gave the Ten Commandments from God. It is a requirement. My job is not to honor them. It is not my job to judge my parents in any way. But my job, the job, the calling that God gave me is to honor them, period. Pagbabasahin mo yung verse, walang sinabing honor your father and your mother because they are honorable. That your days, no, walang ganun. Plain and simple, God said, honor your father and your mother that your days may be long. So it's honor. There's no hidden prerequisites. Wala. Hindi mo ho kilala, pastor, ang tatay ko at ang nanay ko kung paano nila kami pinabayaan. Honor your father and your mother. Doon papasok yung sinabi ni Pastor Alan kanina. Look up to God. But still honor them. One standard. This is what I love about God. There's only one standard. There's no conflicting standard. Walang option A, option B, option 1, option 2. Wala. Walang ganun. Always straight. Always one. If that is your case, actually, that is your case, that your parents weren't there, they're not honorable, you know, I sympathize with you. Because I can say that I don't know that. But I talk to a lot of people as well. Then comes the grace of forgiveness. That we have to let go of it to honor. You cannot honor somebody if you don't give forgiveness. Okay? Ulitin ko yon. Pag hindi ka nakapagpatawad, mahirap mag-honor ng tao. May palaging tali na nagbabind sa'yo. And sometimes that cord is not just a simple cord. It may be a chain that you're carrying around. And that chain at the end, there's a big ball. Eh, baka yung ball nga may bomba pa. Na one day, baka bigla sumabog. So we have to release forgiveness. When we honor somebody, it's more than the once a year card or flowers or gifts. But what is important is our lives. How are we treating them, honoring them daily? Okay, hindi yung isang bulaklak lang, isang maski isulat mo lahat ng Hallmark cards. Give them Hallmark cards. It would never even come close to taking the place that you disrespect or dishonor them. Flowers are useless if your parents cannot smell them anymore. Sayang ho. Tapos kukunin lang nung katabi niyong puntod. To our Chinese family, they even offer food. Sayang yung pagkain pag ino-offer mo doon tapos hindi na nila maamoy yung pagkain. They can't even eat it. How do you honor them? Honor them with your life. You know, this is actually what I expect from my kids. A culture, a life of honor. I'm going to tell you a story of Dave Estrera, Pastor Dave Estrera of our Every Nation campus. For years, he lived without his dad. No contact, no nothing, no support, no nothing. Then one day after his graduation, they met. Then nawala uli. Then before his wedding, he came up to me, Pastor, and Pastor Dennis said, one of the best part for me in the wedding is the honoring part of your parents. And he was trembling in fear, literally. Medyo mataba-taba pa si Dave noon. Tsaka cute-cute pa siya, di ba? So nakaganon talaga siya. Sabi niya, Pastor Larry, Pastor Dennis, paano ko i-honor yung daddy ko? Si mommy walang problema. Pero paano ko i-honor yung tatay ko? Iniwan ka. Pinabayaan ka. Nag-graduate ka. Niha, niho, wala. I remember what Pastor Dennis said. Remember. Pray to God. Remember for one thing that stuck with you. Remember that one thing that brought smile to your face that your dad ever did to you. And he did. He did. It took him almost a week to think about it. During the wedding, when he honored his dad, we were crying. Okay, literally, ako, asawa ko si Tammy. Si Dennis, hindi marunong umiyak yun. Masyadong singkit. But we were crying because it was like he was honoring somebody that stayed with him forever. It's as if that his dad was there 24 hours, 24/7. Sa tabi niya. Ibang level yon. And right then and there, Dennis and I were talking. He wasn't, alam na namin, sabi namin, I'd like to mentor this guy. I'd like to be friends with him. Now he's our inaanak in that wedding. It's not going out of our way. It's actually embracing what God has called us to. He required it. When He requires it, you just have to embrace it. Is it easy? It's not easy. Is it hard? It's hard. But then again, His grace is sufficient, the Bible said. God rewards those who honor their parents. Why? Because God rewards. This is the first commandment with a reward. Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. There's a promise to this. All of us are waiting for promises. When we read the Bible, we always look for promises. One of the best-selling booklet ever is God's Bible. Nakalimutan ko na. Basta God's Bible Promises. Okay? Best-selling daw yun. Printed so many million times. Why? Because people always like professing God's promises. It's good. But then we should know that that means that we have to embrace everything. Not put a precedent na, okay, hindi sa honorable. So, hindi para sa akin to, no. It's not a buffet. It's not a buffet that you can go there and then choose and pick which one you want. You have to get everything. Remember, lordship, it's 100%. All or nothing. It's take it or leave it. This is one of my quote-unquote mentors, okay? When we planted this church, he took me under his wing for a while and taught me things about logistics, about planning. Pastor Robert Hearn, he is now our senior pastor in our San Diego church and also in our South Pasadena church in the U.S. His dad abandoned him when he was 6 months old. 6 months old. And never, he's an Amerasian, okay? Amerasian. Then when Pastor Steve came here, he became friends with the ambassador of the United States. And the advocacy of that pastor, of that ambassador, is to reconnect American families na nagkahiwalay. Lo and behold, 28 years after, nakilala ni Pastor Robert yung tatay niya. And he goes out of his way. He would go, kung sa Subic, sa pupuntahan niya, ititreat niya as if walang nangyari. He really tried and he's really doing good in building a relationship with him. Not even asking the question, why did you leave me? Why did you not look for me? Why? Walang why. All that he knows is that I'm going to reach out to this guy because this guy gave me my life. Like Jesus, how Jesus gave me my life without this guy, without my dad who abandoned me, who left me when I was 6 months old. Without him, I wouldn't be alive today. And after that, just rewards after rewards. He was sharing to Pastor Steve how now he is literally a father to hundreds, maybe, I don't know, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people. He is a father now. He's being blessed now. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. Do you want to live long? How many of you want to live long? How many of you want to live a long, prosperous life? Because yun yung promise dito. It's not just living long. It's living a life that's successful, that prosperous. Honor your father and mother. A commandment with a promise. Why? Why we need to honor our fathers and mothers? Children will repeat the culture of honor. As I told you earlier about my children, that is what we want to impart on them. Gusto namin na makita nila, maulit nila, magawa nila dun sa susunod na generasyon. That it doesn't stop with us. Okay, when you post something in your social media and becomes viral, I'm praying that it won't just stop there when the likes stop already. Napansin niyo ba 'yon? May lifespan yung like sa Facebook. 'Di ba? Pag natapunan na naman ng iba 'yon, wala ka na, bye-bye, you're old news. And guess what, that happened in matter of minutes, sometimes even seconds. But not with your children and your children's children. That's why it's important when you check out the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, they would always have a chronologically scriptures of the father, of the father, of the father, of the father, of the father. Hindi siya nilagay doon para makatulog kayo pag nagbabasa kayo ng Bible sa gabi. Hindi. There's a reason to it. So that you would see the chronological, you would honor it, you would be proud of it. And I'm proud of it. They will learn from you how to live and what you say. This is probably one of the scariest preaching. You know why? Because my kids are here. I remember, sayang, I took a picture and then put. But in our Every Nation Building Phase 2, we were surprised that we were able to give for the legacy wall. And in the legacy wall, your names will be written there. Usually, papalagay namin anonymous. Di ba? Humble. I just don't see it why you have to put your name there. Sorry, iba-ibang panalo to. But then again, somebody approached me and told me, you know what? He told me, Pastor Larry, if there come a time that you will be able to raise enough fund for that wall, put your children's name. And I said, why? So that they would know that they're part of a family. They would know that this is what family is. They would know that this is how to sacrificially give. This would have a story now na hindi mo kaya, pero nag-provide si God, ginamit yung pangalan mo ngayon, papasa mo yung generasyon. Ibang level, di ba? Kids, I'm praying right now that you would realize what we're doing here. We just don't want all of you to become good or better or best person. But our prayer is that you will become that godly person beyond reproach of man's moral standard, but of God's. Love this, like father, like son, like mother, like daughter pictures. If our kids see that we disrespect our spouse, it will be easier for them to disrespect their mother or their father. Gets natin? Kung minsan, pabalang-balang tayo sa asawa natin, yung mga anak natin, wag natin papagalitan, or wag tayong magtataka, kung biglang pabalang-balang rin sila sa atin. Tama ba? Because what you see is what you get. They would absorb it. If we don't teach our children to honor, it will not go well with them. It's in the Bible. they would disrespect us. They won't know better. As parents, we need to model it. Then we need to teach it. And then we need to expect it, even expect from them. I remember this quote from Dr. Haim Guinot, when he said, children are like wet cement. Whatever falls on them makes an impression. They're wet cement. Whatever falls on them, they will carry it. They would have it. I remember, I'm Chinese. I think all of you knows that. And there's so many customary family tradition in a Chinese family. Okay? Matradisyon no kami. So pag titignan mo yung social media, marami kaming get-together reunion. And I would always be present. Even those times that I don't actually adhere to the custom anymore. Because I know that it is close to being useless. But then, I want to teach something to my children. Paano kung mga ganun, hindi na ako pupunta, sabihin ko, hindi naman kami niniwala dyan. Again, I don't adhere to them anymore. But you know why I would go? So that my children would see what is valuable. The value of having a family. The value of going them, respecting your elders, and joining that reunion, being available for family. That they will know that they can actually call on us and that we would be there to support them. That is what we do. Sometimes it's way, way far. It falls on a Sunday. It's okay. There are Sundays that I would preach here. Yeah, these people in the front, they know this. After preaching, 3 o'clock service, 4:30, 5 o'clock, I would rush all the way to Subic and join my family. Why? Because for them, it is important. I would do that. Why? Because I want my children to learn from me. For them to see it. For them to model. For me to model it to them. And for them to cherish it and to know that it's important. So why do we need to honor? God requires that we honor our parents. God rewards those who honor their parents. And children will repeat the culture of honor. Okay, if that is why, now this is how. Okay, now I'll be talking to parents. Okay, parents. How can we make it easy for our children to honor us? How? 3 things. First, love your spouse faithfully. Tingnan mo nga si Mrs. or tingnan mo nga si Mr. Bigyan mo ng napakalaking ngiti. At saka try mong pisain yung kamay nila, okay? Our kids are looking at us. Our kids would always look at us. Sometimes when Yet and I would kiss, would hug each other. May 2 boys nahihiya na, 16 tsaka 14, 'di ba? Gagano'n na lang. Kunyari wala nakita. 'Di ba? Pero yung 6 years old namin, pupunta pa talaga sa gitna. Naka-smile. Pag medyo matagal na, enough na. They know if we respect each other. They know if there are commotions inside the house. Hindi kami nag-aaway sa harap nila. Babang! Hindi kami nag-aaway. They know. Children nowadays, they're so smart. Trust me. At 2 years old, Lara can feel everything. If there's friction, they would know. Love your spouse faithfully. Be faithful. Be a loving leader. I'm even talking to the single parents in the church right now. Don't think that the world is condemning you, because they're not. God loves you and God is there for you. God said that I'll be father to the fatherless. I will be a husband or a spouse to the widows. Still give that respect and honor to the parent of your child. Once they capture your heart that is not right, a heart that is vicious toward their parent, they would easily absorb it. They're like sponge. They're like wet cement. May I also talk to the children in this place? Know that it may not be God's design, or it may not be that perfect design in your head with that situation that you're in right now. But then again, God would never leave you nor forsake you. That is what Pastor Alan was saying kanina. Look unto Him. Your identity is not in your parent that is not there. But your identity is in God. So how again? how for us parents to be easy to honor. Next is love God passionately. Teaching about honor is more effective when they see it from us. Okay, that we are actually loving God. Okay, the Bible said that there will be fruits in every season. Bible said that we should bear much fruit. I remember I got I first learned about God from my mom. Okay, my mom is a sagrado katoliko. Alam mo yun, na para basta 3 times a week eh. 3 times a week nagpe-pray yan or twice a week nagsisimba yan on a Wednesday and on a Sunday. Okay, and I got it from her, the discipline. And she would read her Bible. My very first Bible is from my mom. Okay, actually, kung isipin natin yung fear of the Lord, mukhang sa nanay ko nakuha eh. Kasi every time dati, pag may ginawa kaming kasalanan, pagpapaluin niya kami, huhubaran niya kami ng shorts. Diba, nakaharap kami dun sa may parang grotto or santo, papaluin niya kami. Mag-sorry ka kay Jesus, papak! Mag-sorry ka kay God, papak! But kidding aside, there's always value when she speaks. And it's not about a value that has been handed on, but it's always from the Lord. It's always from God. It's so hard to not honor somebody who is passionate with God. You understand? When you see somebody who's so passionate with God in having a relationship. Wait. Ito yung context, ha? Relationship, ha? Hindi religiosity, ha? Okay, wait. Because you can be religious, but you don't have a relationship with God. Possible rin yun. What I'm saying here is talagang relationship with God. Nag-overflow yung fruits of the Spirit. Nag-overflow yung grace. Abundant. Nakita mong nag-make disciples siya. She's not honoring God, making disciples. It has to be so fruitful. And it's so hard to dishonor somebody who is not that way to God. Doesn't love God passionately. Parents, do not be legalistic to our children for them to honor us. Do not use your pastor's name in vain to your children. Diba, ginagawa natin to? Natin, nakiako ko yun. Totoo eh, diba? Sabi ni Pastor Bojo, sabi ni Joash. No, do not use the God's name in vain. You don't even have to profess it. If they see it in your life, makikita nila yan eh. Hindi, makikita nila yan. Third, love your children equally. Love your children equally. I have 3 children, and I love them equally. I try my best to love them equally. I do everything to make sure that they know, they feel that they're loved equally. Why? Because look at the Bible. Genesis, the book of Genesis, when Isaac favored his son Esau over Jacob, na minahal naman ni Rebecca, you know what happened? Mess. It's a big mess. There's animosity between siblings. Enemy would use it. The enemy would know if there's envy, if there's bitterness, and he would use it to his control. He would control the situation. In Genesis 37 verse 4, this is talking about Joseph. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully to him. Favoritism destroys culture of honor in homes. It literally pulls siblings, pull a family apart. If you play favorites, malaking problema ho yun. I remember reading Pastor Steve's book. And as parents, I would require, okay, kung kaya natin, require you of this. Please do, there's a bookstore on the corner and buy this book. And I learned about so many things about not to favor your children here. So now I can confess that Jello is my favorite firstborn son. Okay? Monty, who's there also in the back, is my favorite middle child. And Lara is my favorite daughter. All of them is my favorite. Think about this. Do you want God to just tell you, sorry, Alan, mas favorite ko si Larry, kaya mas gwapo siya sa'yo, mas matangkad siya sa'yo, ay busina, pipip, mas healthy siya sa'yo, positivity lang. Do you want that? How would you feel if God was that way with you? Yung iba kasi, ito ah, ano lang to ah, bubusina lang ako. This is not easy, okay? I have friends in the place, okay? I still love you guys. Sometimes it's hard for me to even fathom the idea that he would say, you know what? Ito yung favorite ko. Yan sa daddy niya yan eh. At least equal kami, may tag-iisa kami. I don't know. Ay, buti na lang to kamukha ko, no? Ito kasi kamukha ng daddy niya eh. I don't know. If you're feeling a cringe factor right now, try to even think about how our children are feeling. Do not play favorites. Let's not play favorites. Just to recap, it's why we need to love our parents, why we need to honor them, and then how we need to be parents that are easy to be honored. Here's a picture of my parents. They've been married for 43 years. That's how old I am. They got married in January. I was born November. And I love them dearly. They're not perfect. They're far from being perfect. But then again, I'm far from being perfect. Honor your father and your mother. So it might go well with you. So what we do now? Three things. All of us, alam ko tinamaan dito. We're either a children or a parent. Or you could be like me, both. But we need, here, what's our response? It's not altar call. You know why? Because lahat tayo tatamaan ito. Baka pag nagpa-altar call ako, ma-overwhelm tayo dito. But it starts again from that heart. From our heart. It's a heart issue. We need forgiveness to settle in. Forgiveness. Maybe you need to release forgiveness, or you need to ask, you need to be forgiven. I don't know. I remember a friend, a pastor, who only when he became a Christian, then he realized how ungrateful he was as a child. Namatay yung magulang niya, walo silang magkakapatid. And growing up, he would dread the time na mga PTC. Because pag dumating yung nanay niya sa school, yung hindi nag-aayos, ang gulo-gulo, napabayaan yung sarili, hindi makaharap sa teacher kung ano sinasabi. When he became a Christian, he realized what happened. Because he was so young then, when his dad died, that to bring up and rear up 8 children, he had to act as a father and a mother. He would wake up, he would only sleep around 2 to 3 hours every day to make sure that the 8 children will be taken care of. But when he realized that, after knowing Christ, he had to ask forgiveness from his mom and the Lord. What's good about it is that it's never too late. Never too late. Never too early. Timing is always perfect. If you need forgiveness, if you need to release forgiveness, if you want forgiveness, take this moment now. It's up to you. Sit down, kneel down. But then again, always remember, for God loves you, that His promise is for you, that His mercy is new every morning, that He's always by your side, never will He leave you nor forsake you, that your children is not growing up fatherless or motherless, but you are complete. You have always been complete. I love what 1 Peter 2 verse 19. 2 verse 9 said, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And Father, I pray this right now, Lord, for my brothers and my sisters, Lord God, that they would know identity in you. Lord, that they would not look at anything or anyone to complete us. All we have to do is look unto you. Look unto you. Look unto you. That you know us by name. You know the count of our hairs. You are our Father, our Abba Father.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.